big weekend lined up. A lot of great events in the area, and there's one coming up tomorrow. It is the Taste of Italy, being put on by the fine folks with the Lorain County Free Clinic. And joining us now with the Lorain County Free Clinic is Paul Baumgartner. Paul, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Andy. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, tomorrow night, folks can sample the flavors of the Mediterranean on the shores of Lake Erie and Avon Lake. What are the details?
Well, the details, this is our fourth annual Lorain County Free Clinic Taste of Italy, and it is a wine tasting, food pairing, silent auction event designed to create awareness about the plight of the uninsured and medically underserved in Lorain County. It's also a fundraiser, so we're raising awareness and funds to help support our work. We're a volunteer medical driven organization, so all of our medical providers, they step up and they treat patients, many of them adults, most of them adults, 19 to 65, but we do it on a very small budget compared to other healthcare budgets that you'd hear about.
Well, you mentioned that this is the fourth year for this event. Give us an idea as to how this has grown and how this has evolved from day one.
Well, the events started back in 2015, and our gracious host Tom and Tommy Patton from Avon Lake graciously decided back in 15 that they were going to open up their house and hold this wine tasting to help us promote our mission in Lorain County, but also over on the eastern side of Lorain County, where some folks may have not have heard of our organization or what the real need is out there. First year, I think we had maybe 115 people attend. This year, we're looking to have probably close to 170. So each year, it gains a little more in popularity and support from our corporate sponsors. This event this year, our platinum sponsor is Community West Foundation over there in Westlake. And we have about 10 other corporate sponsors that help make this event a reality.
Tomorrow, it's a Taste of Italy with the Lorain County Free Clinic. And we're talking with Paul Baumgartner right now here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You talked about how the number has grown over the course of the last few years since this event was first instituted back in 2015. Well, how did this all start? I mean, where did this idea come from?
Well, we knew that we wanted to start another fundraising event, and we wanted to do something different. You know, a lot of organizations, they rely on golf outings or spaghetti dinners or things of that nature. But our friends of the Free Clinic, Mr. and Mrs. Patton, we asked them, what kind of ideas do you have for an event? And she said, well, I know exactly what to do. We're going to have a wine tasting and silent auction, and I will open up my house for that. So that's where it sort of grew from.
Paul, you mentioned that wine tasting. Where are these wines coming from?
Well, Heidelberg Distributing over in Lorain makes the selections for us. They come out and help serve the wines, different types of wine. We're going to have 10 different tastings from reds to whites and other types of beverages as well. But we rely on the expertise of Kevin Knight and the good friends of Heidelberg to help us with this event.
I like that. A little guidance on that subject there.
That's right.
What kinds of items do you guys have available for the silent auction?
Oh, boy, this year we've got some doozies this year. We have a one-week stay at a home in Cape Coral that's been donated. Anybody, if you bid on that, you can go anytime in 2018 for 1 week. We also have a condo for 1 week in June, airline tickets included to Cape Cod. We have vintage Browns items. We have signed books from Bernie Kosar and Don Cockcroft and football cards from Lou Groza. We also have a Silver Slugger baseball that was signed out in Arizona in March by Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor that we have as auction items as well. So we have about 15 different items to choose from, and they vary from from condo vacations to baseball memorabilia and other types of restaurant types of items. So it's a nice variety.
Yeah, lots of really cool prizes. That's really awesome. Some very, very interesting items to make a bid on, no doubt about that. Well, Paul, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but I want to give you a chance to really kind of expand on this. The funds raised at this event tomorrow will go towards an incredible cause, and you're also trying to create some awareness as well. Give us an idea as to what you're creating an awareness for and what the funds at this event are going towards.
Well, the funds raised will help support the work, the direct work of the Lorain County Free Clinic, and that is providing health care to people that just have no other means of doing so. People that are working people that just don't have access to affordable health insurance. Some people say, well, what about the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare? Well, many people might have some form of insurance, okay? It might be a bronze plan, or it might be a plan that just they cannot afford those copays, the deductibles, and the skyrocketing costs of medications to make health and wellness a priority, especially when they have other things that they have to worry about, things like utilities or the rent or a mortgage or car insurance, things that are and food, warm hats and gloves for the kids. I mean, that's leaves healthcare very, very low on the totem pole when it comes to prioritizing family budgets or household budgets. So we are able to coordinate care along the whole healthcare spectrum. Doctors that come in here or nurse practitioners that come in here, they see patients. We have a variety of disciplines or specialties. People that come here can have their eyes screened, their feet checked, their they can have a visit with a dermatologist and have access to labs and imaging if needed and medicines. You know, that's the cornerstone of our operating policy is that, you know, it does little good to diagnose an illness and not have the resources or means to treat the condition. You know, many of our patients that use the free clinic, they're older adults, they're, you know, mid-50s and up. But have chronic conditions, things like diabetes, asthma, hypertension, all of these chronic conditions that will not go away and certainly will only get worse if people are not able to take care of themselves.
Well, Paul, for our listeners that are wondering where they can go to get more information about what you guys do and what you provide at the Lorain County Free Clinic and to find out more about tomorrow's Taste of Italy event, where can they go to find out more info?
Well, they can go right to our brand-new upgraded website, and that website is lcfreeclinic.org. They can all of the information about patient services and care, how to get involved, how to make a donation. You know, we rely on the generosity of the community. We don't bill for insurance. We don't get any, we receive no government type of funding. We're a grassroots organization, and we have medical volunteers from four different hospital or medical systems in the area, and great program, great volunteers. And if people want to get involved, even if they're healthcare professionals, they can find out how to do that on our website and give us a call. We'd love to have more medical volunteers. You know, we have, I didn't mention this and you may not have known this, but we have, we even have a satellite office in Elyria, right behind Lowe's. We operate there a couple of times a month in the evening at Family Planning Services over on Leona Street. So we make it available to people throughout Lorain County, but make it more accessible for people in Elyria that might need it too. So we're on Overland Avenue in Lorain. That's where our headquarters is at. And we've been here, this is our new facility, just about a year. So great stuff on the website. We'd love to have people come out and support us at Taste of Italy in Avon Lake. And if they can make their reservations right online, and we'll add you to the guest list.
Very cool stuff. Well, Paul, this is a lot of fun. We appreciate you stopping by and giving us some of your time. And hopefully Taste of Italy goes down tomorrow, and hopefully you get some cooperation from Mother Nature as well.
Yeah, right. We just hope that rain holds off until after 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Nice. We'll do an anti-rain dance. How about that?
Okay, there you go. Hey, thanks so much for having me, and I'll be back on to keep giving you updates.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Paul, thank you again.
All right. Okay, take care.
Paul Baumgartner with the Lorain County Free Clinic telling us all about tomorrow's Taste of Italy event in Avon Lake.